KFW at 89.3 FM.
Representing 100% of the 99.
This is a new generation.
Organized is the new sexy.
Also visit WPFWFM.org.
WPFW 89.3 FM, Washington, D.C.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And we're so glad that you came to join us again for another wonderful hour of music, stories, and more.
We have something really special in store. We're going to have We Nation Sneak Peek, an interview with Dr. Jessica Phillips Silver and her new project, as well as We Nation Reads with book author Courtney Just. Juneteenth is celebration. But you know what? We also have some amazing new holiday songs.
Yeah, including songs about Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah. And guess what? There's some funky, funky songs. I mean, many different genres that you're going to love to hear.
Let's kick it off with Kwanzaa by Silverback Tribe. Here on We Nation Radio, you're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM in the nation's capital.
We celebrate Kwanzaa, round here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, right here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, round here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, right here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, round here. We celebrate Kwanzaa, right here. We celebrate.
Butter?
Check.
All right. How about your dashiki?
You know it, bro.
And your Hotep manual. Did you bring that?
You know what, King?
Oh, man.
It's Kwanzaa. So what you gonna do? Spending with my family. Chill with the crew. We gonna share gifts. You don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture. Our African roots. this Kwanzaa. What you gon' do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture. Check roots.
On December 26th, goodbye Saint Nick. I light a black candle. Look, ooh, it's lit. First day of Kwanzaa. Umoja means unity. Ain't messing with my clique. Melanated, check the drip.
Self-determination is the mantra. Constant elevation like the Haitians when they conquered their colonizers. Yeah. Like a real-life Wakanda. True believers. Day two, that's Kuji Chakulia.
Ujima, day three. Responsibility. Let's put in that work together. Bite the block, clean the streets. Collectively connected like the constellations, plant a seed, watch it grow, reap what
spend
you sow.
Spend your black dollars on black business. Your black descendants, they hustle for your black children. A black trillion, that's how much black spending. Ujamaa economics is how blacks will win, Lord willing.
On the fifth day of Kwanzaa with my family, Nia means purpose, build our legacy. Rest in peace, Rebecca Jones, matriarchy. Continue the work, Fannie Lou Hamer passed to me.
Hey, Kuwumba, yeah, you know what that means. Creativity, and you know what that brings. Full pockets, yeah, you know I like greens. I get paid every time I write things in my inner light beams.
Day seven, all the candles lit on a Kanara. Imani means faith in a better tomorrow. Joy over sorrow, equity over equal. The kids are our future leaders. We believe in all our people.
But black women shape the human race. Meet your maker, Queen Mother, we appreciate. You are sacred. You are Harriet, you are Ella Baker. You are a maker, you are a manifester, a creator.
This Kwanzaa, what you gon' do? Spend with my family, chill with the crew. With the we gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gon' do? Spend with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
Wash your hands, everybody, and everybody. Wash your hands. Come on, wash your hands, everybody. And everybody, wash your hands. My people uptown, wash your hands. My people downtown, wash your hands. People from the East Coast, wash your hands. People from the West Coast, wash your hands.
That's right. First and foremost, please listen close. Take your time, wash. Use a lot of soap from the front to the back. Back to the front. Sing the hook where you at. That's exactly what we want. If you decide to leave, please take heed. Talk a social distance, at least 6 feet. On a bus or the train, riding in your car. The further you're away, then the better off you are.
20 seconds or more.
You gotta be able to wash your hands like you never ever washed them before.
20 seconds or more.
Don't try to wait, you'll make the greatest mistake. You need to wash them when you enter the door.
20 seconds or more.
Take your time, sing a song, fit a rhyme. When you're finished, you can put on some gloves.
20 seconds or more.
It's very important to wash your hands. You're protecting everybody you love.
Wash your hands, everybody. And everybody, wash your hands.
20 seconds or more.
Come on, wash your hands, everybody. And everybody, wash your hands.
20 seconds or more.
People from the Midwest, wash your hands. Dirty South, wash your hands.
20 seconds or more.
People overseas, wash your hands. And everybody, wash your hands.
Now if you catch a little fever, shortness of breath, slight little cough, you feel it in your chest, you should call your doctor. Doctor know what's best. Don't go running to the hospital, cause you could be a threat. The virus is contagious. Listen, they ain't playing. You ain't see the movie, yo, it's kinda like contagious. Gotta wash hands thoroughly, even sanitize. Open up your eyes, we don't want this thing to rise. Coronavirus.
Everybody, and everybody, wash your hands.
20 seconds.
Come on,
more.
Wash your hands, everybody, and everybody, wash your hands.
20
my people uptown, wash your hands. My people downtown, wash your hands.
20
people from
more.
The East Coast, wash your hands. People from the West Coast, wash your hands.
That's right.
Ever, damn it. Pants,
damn it.
Social distance, non-existence. Don't resist this, get gone in an instant. If you miss this, ever,
damn it.
Pants,
damn it.
Social distance, non-existence. Don't resist this, get gone in an instant. If you miss this, ever,
damn it.
Pan.
Damn it.
Social distance, non-existence. Don't resist this. Get gone in an instant if you miss this.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old. Creak in the boat, ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of the cheer. From everywhere, filling the air, gaily they ring, while people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. On and on they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home. Ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, 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 ding. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to young and old, and meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, on and on they sing, on without end, their joyful tone to every home, to every home, to every home, to every home. To every home, to every home, to every home, ding dong. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is a song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry,
this is Kimberly Locke from American Idol, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow. Snow, I want to wash my hands, my face, and
Listening to WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. I'm Auntie Lolita here with Uncle Devin on We Nation Radio, and you just heard Jingle Bells with Ms. Nikki.
I love her version of Jingle Bells, and I love when people take a song and make it their own, and she definitely did that.
For sure.
Then we had the new song off of the album by Kimberly Locke featuring EMP3 entitled Snow. And I don't know if I've heard that rendition before, but it's a beautiful song, and her whole album is talking about songs that really never got the light in Christmas.
And it's called Christmas Is Here.
Christmas Is Here, yes. We're going to be sharing more with you on that very soon.
Prior to that, we had Carol of the Bells, a.k.a. Opera of the Bells, by Destiny's Child.
Yeah, and prior to that, we had Doug
E.
Fresh. With 20 Seconds or More, a bonus track on an album he did in 2021 in honor of Chuck Brown, the godfather of go-go.
Thank you, Dougie. And before that, we had This Kwanzaa with Fuch and Pierce Freelon.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it's time for We Nation Podcast Sneak Peek.
An interview with Dr. Jessica Phillips Silver, who talks about the impact that music has on the brain with a focus on go-go music.
Talk to the audience. Tell a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, so I am a music neuroscientist, which means that for a number of years, I've been studying how music grows our brains and how music affects our brains throughout our lives. And my doctoral work was really focused in infancy. So a lot of the work that I've done has been in early childhood, but I'm interested in particular, the power of rhythm to really grow our brains as well as to promote healing. And so I only came to Washington, D.C. 12 years ago, but I, of course, then became familiar with go-go music, not having come from the go-go community or from Washington, D.C., but having a respect and appreciation for the power, especially of complex rhythms on our brains. And that's really what brought me to create this project that we're going to talk about.
Talk a little bit about what are you doing specifically with go-go music?
So a couple of years ago, I was fortunate to be awarded a grant from the D.C. Commission on the Arts and Humanities because I wanted to create a show that really teaches children and families about the power of rhythm to grow our brains and to help children really find the source of their power as well as their connection and community. The grant was awarded just before the pandemic set in. And the first thing I did when I got it is I went to Dante and I said, I have this idea, but I need you. And he was immediately interested, as well as my colleague and friend, Sylvia Suma, who's the founder and director of Koyaba West African Dance Theater. And so having them as team members, I wrote a show around these three key characters: Mother Dance, played by Sylvia; Father Rhythm, who's played by Dante; and the Curious Scientist, who I play. And these three characters take children on a journey through their musical brain, really exploring the original rhythm that comes from the heartbeat, where all rhythms originated, of course, in Africa, and then an exploration of how rhythms traveled throughout the world, partly due to the slave trade, and traveled through regions, including Latin America and the Caribbean, in the case of go-go, and then landed in D.C. and turned into D.C.'s indigenous music form, as you said, which is go-go music. And so while the show is not the story of go-go per se, it's the music, the musical score that we wrote and that Dante arranged and produced is inspired by go-go, because we wanted to celebrate and really illustrate how complex rhythms, called polyrhythms, actually promote brain growth in children and healing in communities.
Wonderful. And I you all now also, the music score is going to be a go-go children's album coming up. And in fact, you got one that's going to be coming out. One that you already have put out called Soul Beat Connection. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. And talk a little bit about that. What is that? Was that the first song that you came up with, or is that just happened to be one of the songs?
That's a good question. It wasn't the first song that I came up with, but to be honest, it's a little bit hard to remember now, because I think Dante was really helping me work through, you know, all the score all at once, because it was really envisioned as part of this whole project, right? That would be, that was, you know, written really to be a live stage production. And then Dante, as, you know, really a visionary in this project, realized that it would make a great album. And so Soul Beat Connection is the single, because it is our sort of dedicated go-go, kids go-go song. And we were really excited about that, because, you know, Dante having, you know, had years of experience in the field of go-go and having a real feel for the roots of the rhythm. He was able to, as you said, he was able to take my idea, my melody, my lyrics, and really genuinely give it what it needed in order for us to be able to offer truly a go-go song to children. And that song is actually the key song that Father Rhythm sings in the show, as he teaches children that, you know, that they're, that to remember that they have their original rhythm that they shared, that they got from Mother Dance. And, but then they have the rhythm of their city, which is Washington, D.C. And what we're trying to share with children, with all children in Washington, D.C., is the message to study and honor and respect the rhythms of this city. Study and honor and respect where they come from, and that every child has the right, really, to experience the beautiful rhythms of go-go music.
Get up, come on in the groove. You hear the beat? I know you got the soul.
Dance with me.
And now it's time to show.
Hey.
And this is how the story goes. You got the heartbeat of Mother Dance. She moved with you when she took you by the hand. And little did you know that she was making future plans for you to find connection.
Connection.
In Africa, the beat began, and then it traveled through the world and the Caribbean. Latin America, the conga played the bembe wind. They sang the song of connection.
Connection, come on, say so.
Beat,
connection.
Chocolate city, giving power to the voice they plead. And let's find a connection that Father Rhythm's bringing soul to you. As you get older, you remember how that go-go grew into a movement, so that you can take your moment to be loved and find connection.
Connection, come on, say so.
Go all around the world. Go all around the world.
around the world. Soul Beat Connection.
And that was Soul Beat Connection by Dr. Jessica Phillips Silver, featuring Dante Pope. To learn more about their project, go to growingbrains.co. And that's growingbrains.co.
Yeah, thank you for that interview. And now we're going to go back to some great music. And kind of still within the times, you know, one of our favorite movies that came out last year, and you've heard us talk about it before, is, was it Jingle Jangle?
Oh, yeah. This song is fire.
That's right. We're going to bring it to you right now. This is This Day, featuring Justin Cornwell and Sharon Rose.
Still can't explain what I feel. If this is really real, nothing's ever gonna be the same. I get to say goodbye to the struggling life, say hello to the sky, spread my wings and fly away. Even though life's been knocking me down, I had to figure it out, see my way through the doubt. And when it seems I'm lost, turn and find my way. What I got in my hands could be the spark, turns it all around. Could this be happening now? All my life I waited for this day.
Tell me, what do you do when everyone's counting on you? The decisions you make, the give and the take, the promises kept and the ones that you break are the hardest to take. But who will always be standing by you? No, I won't give up, I won't give in, cause the day that you run might be the day that you win. Even when life's knocking you down, you always figure it out, see your way through the doubt.
And when I'm lost, you help me find my way.
Burn and burn.
Take two.
that jingle shows up on my turn. The kosher butcher stole my uncle's store.
Hey, Bob!
I like it more than pizza. Let's leave the man a chef that's on the shelf.
Hey, Six!
Give for the children. $5 check from Great Grandma's sale.
Hey, Six!
Let a whole bunch of candles. Gotta keep the shamans going right to left. All the way until.
Hey, hey! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Days of love.
Ooh.
Days of.
Hey,
days of Hanukkah.
Hey, days of Hanukkah.
Oh, love.
Girls in love.
Hey, days of Hanukkah.
Hey, days of Hanukkah.
Hey, days of Hanukkah.
Every one of them.
Oh, love.
Listening to We Nation Radio, global beats for little feet.
Na 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 na
na na na na na na na. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. In the kid zone, Ashiba in the kid zone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. Sometimes real hype, sometimes quiet and mellow. Every time you pass my way, I've got to say hello. Sometimes real hype, sometimes quiet and mellow, but every time you pass my way, I've got to say hello. You keeping me in the zone, Ashiba in the kid zone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. In the kid zone, yes, Ashiba in the kid zone. I'm always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. Look in your eye and what I see, a mirror of what's inside of me. I've got to thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping me in touch with reality. When I look in your eye, oh, what I see, a mirror of what's inside of me. I've got to thank you. Thank you dearly for keeping me in the zone, Natty in the kid zone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. In the kid zone, y'all, Ashiba in the kid zone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone.
Hey, yo!
Come join in the zone and check out the
flow.
Wonderful thing, love the way it
flow.
Full with energy, pure and clean. Beautiful the children's scene.
Hey, yo!
Come join in the zone and check out the flow. Wonderful thing, love the way it flow. Full with energy, pure and clean. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Sometimes real hype, sometimes quiet and mellow. But every time you pass my way, I've got to say hello. Sometimes real hype, sometimes quiet and mellow. But every time you pass my way, I've got to say hello. You're keeping me in the zone, Ashiba in the kid zone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. In the kid zone, y'all. Ashiba in the kid zone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone. Always in good company and never, ever, ever alone.
All right, everybody, let's count in Spanish.
That's a good idea, but there is just one problem.
What? We don't know how to speak Spanish.
Well, you will by the end of this song. Just repeat after us. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Now let's put it all together.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. I can count in Spanish. I can count in Spanish. I can count in Spanish. In Espanol. I can count in Spanish. I can count in Spanish. I can count in Spanish. Puedo, puedo, puedo cantar en español.
Don't you mean diez?
Sí.
Just repeat after us. Once.
Once.
Doce.
Doce.
Trece.
Trece.
Catorce.
Catorce.
Quince.
Quince.
Dieciséis.
Dieciséis.
Diecisiete.
Diecisiete.
Dieciocho.
Dieciocho.
Diecinueve.
Diecinueve.
Veinte.
Veinte.
Let's count from uno a veinte. Vámonos.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Once, doce, trece, catorce, quince, diez, dieciséis, diecisiete, dieciocho, diecinueve.
Beautiful song, I Can Count in Spanish, Puedo, by The Wise Channel on YouTube.
Yeah, and that's a family duo coming to us out of Ohio. You got the moms, the pops, the two children, and they make some awesome
that
music.
Sounds like a quartet.
That's right. It is. Part of that all one tribe. And then prior to that, we had Ashiba with In the Kid Zone. His music just keeps me dancing, and I love that song because sometimes, many times, I feel like I'm always in the Kid Zone.
Prior to that, we had Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with 8 Days of Hanukkah.
Yeah, now that had that old school feel, but it was funky, and I think many times we need to do more to honor and recognize all the different holidays, and that's why we wanted to bring that to you for those who celebrated Hanukkah.
Earlier, we talked about being in the Kid Zone. Well, Aaron Nigel Smith is going to get us in the Book Zone with his great song, In a Book, that leads us into We Nation Reads with Courtney Just and her book, Juneteenth, A Celebration.
Yeah, Courtney is a first-time children's book author and graduate of the University of Georgia. She spends her days working within the healthcare IT field, but in her spare time, she loves to read, dance, and learn. Courtney is a mom, creative, dreamer, and abolitionist, and you're going to enjoy this story.
It's in a book.
That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look.
Okay. This really cooks. I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, wanna make sure, okay.
Let us get together, let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences you've heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day. It's in a book.
That's right, I'm B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
Alright, I'm taking a look, okay.
It's really cooked.
It's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, wanna make sure, okay.
Okay, so tell me what you see.
Or should I say, what do you see?
I think I see a baby bumblebee.
That's right, I see a bee.
Flying up to the top of a tree.
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Up in the sky, you know you feel so free.
Cause when we read, we're F-R-E-E.
So let us get together, let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences you heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day.
It's in a book. That's right, I'm B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
Alright, I'm taking a look.
This really cooks.
It's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Juneteenth, A Celebration by Courtney Just. When America began, the colonizers enslaved African teachers, doctors, and farmers to work for free in cotton and tobacco fields. Former citizens of an area known as Benin had many of its citizens taken away in chains. Before leaving their homes, Beninese women were very creative. They hid rice seeds in their braids before being forced onto ships. These brilliant women made sure that their families had food to make the journey to an unknown and scary place. Several foods that we enjoy today, including okra, mac and cheese, rice, and black-eyed peas, all came onto the shores of the United States with enslaved Africans. One of America's most popular instruments, the banjo, was a remake of a stringed instrument called the akantine from West Africa. The banjo wouldn't exist without the brain power and craftsmanship of Africans. As enslaved people, they could not stop working, even if they were tired. They built houses and bridges, planted and harvested crops, and cooked meals for others every day. This cruel and unfair system made the United States lots of money for over 340 years. Tired of being mistreated, brave men and women revolted or escaped at night. They gave speeches about their horrible experiences and risked their lives to share their stories. Some citizens wanted to keep the institution of slavery, but the abolitionists said no. A great war began between the people in America. States chose to be on the Union or Confederate side. In the year 1863, the president used lots of big words in a speech called the Emancipation Proclamation. His words declared the 4 million enslaved African Americans as free. But since they did not have TVs, telephones, or the internet like we do now, it took a long time for the news to reach Texas from Washington, D.C. It took 2 years for the 2,000 federal soldiers to reach the state of Texas. On June 19, 1865, they walked the streets of Galveston and shared news of the end of chattel slavery in America. Exactly 1 year later, June 19, 1866, Galveston's black citizens gathered to remember the day they were emancipated or freed from bondage. Creatively, they combined the name of the month, June, with the number date, 19th, to create a new holiday called Juneteenth. After being denied education, black citizens all over America created their own schools, started businesses, and ran for political offices. And every year, they met on Juneteenth to party as a community. Juneteenth parties include food, music, family and friends in parks around the country. Many, many years after the first Juneteenth, someone created a special flag to remember the day. The star on the Juneteenth flag is like the star on the Texas state flag because Texas is where the holiday started. The colors red, white, and blue are the same as the colors of the American flag to remind everyone that black history is American history. Barbecue, red soda, and watermelon were served at some of the first Juneteenth celebrations. The color red reminds those participating of the bloodshed by those who fought for freedom. Some cities have parades and Miss Juneteenth pageants as well. On this day, we feel love, joy, happiness, and pride in all the accomplishments that our Black American ancestors have made. It's Juneteenth, a celebration.
Thank you, Courtney Just. That is an awesome story that must be shared with our young people. I mean, we have some adults who didn't know what Juneteenth was, you know, less than a year ago. So the fact that we're starting young with teaching children our history, it's a beautiful thing.
But also on the other side of that, there have been families for decades and for centuries that have been celebrating it even before the federal holiday. And so we appreciate the federal holiday, but it's something that we continue in our community. So to learn more about Courtney's book, you can go to our For Parents page and we will post a link where you can find all the information about her book.
You know, earlier I forgot to mention that you can hear the full entire podcast episode with Dr. Jessica Phillips Silver on WeNationRadio.com/podcast or any of your major or favorite podcast platforms.
And also you can follow us at WeNationRadio.com with two E's. Or if you're interested in learning more about what we do or having your book or music shared on our platform, reach out to us at music@WeNationRadio.com. And that's with, again, two E's.
Or you can go to our contact page where we have an artist submission form. So that's whether you're an artist, a musician, book author, or storyteller.
Yes. And while you're there, make sure you listen and join the nation, because this is not my nation.
It's We Nation.
Well, we have to make way for Donald Temple and Lovethology. So don't you go anywhere. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And as we always say, life is a drum.
So beat it!
See you next time. next time.
That piano for me, Adam. I'm gonna see you next time.
Goodbye. See ya.
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.
Play now, pay later. Parents, did you know that it costs money for your children to progress to different platforms on some of their favorite video games? Human traffickers know. I'm Wincy Terry Bryant, producer of Traffic Jam, the performing arts series that uses music and drama to protect children from human trafficking. Warn your children not to accept gaming dollars for any of the games they play. Predators will later come back and say, now you owe me. I'm Wincy Terry Bryant, and that's your Traffic Jam tip. To learn more about programs and products that help you keep your children, your family, and your community safe, connect with me online at trafficjam.info.
I gotta be safe.
Chill out with Popsicle. Don't get in a pickle. Learn cybersecurity. It's fun for you. It's fun for me. Let's make it safe every day. For young, for old, of any age. Chill out with Popsicle today.
Netiquette means internet etiquette or network etiquette. Netiquette is having good manners online. It is the correct or acceptable way of communicating on the internet. I think about the golden rule and to treat others like you would want to be treated, but online. Here are some Popsicle tips. First, don't use all caps in messages. It looks like you're shouting. Second, when you're in a meeting, look at the web camera rather than at the screen to make eye contact, especially when you're talking. Third, in the same meeting, pay attention. Don't spin on your chair or do another activity. It can be distracting to the host of the meeting and others on the call. Fourth, if you're in person, pay attention to your conversation. It's rude to be on your phone while someone is trying to talk to you. It feels like you don't care. These are Popsicle tips.
Hope you learn something new. Be cyber safe for me, for you. Do your best to change your ways. Protect our precious curious kids online.
Bump, Voices with Vision on 89.3 FM, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for eye-opening dissection of social justice news. Listener discretion is advised because this is not for the politically faint at heart. Tell Lottie Dottie and everybody, if you're not for the liberation of the people, fall back. Find past episodes on Player FM, iTunes Podcast, and Google Play Music. On your station for jazz and justice, WPFW, Washington.